Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
At BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today on Private Talk, we have Nicole Doshi.
Thank you for having me.
Hello and welcome. So I hear that it's your birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. Thank you for spending your birthday with us at Private Talk.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So let Private Talk know who you are. How did you get into the industry? Like, where did it all begin? I've been seeing you a lot lately on my Explorer page, a lot of sexy ladies that I follow. You've been doing some content trades with them. You've been, you're the new hot girl. So tell us about how you kind of got into the industry and where it's taking you now.
So I first got into the industry because of OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. That's how I used to do solo videos and boy girls. And then at one point, like last year, my OnlyFans was banned.
Why'd they ban you?
Because I was fucking my fans. My OnlyFans.
Is that not allowed?
Or are you not allowed.
Oh, so you were taking from the messaging, I guess, meeting up with them from there.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, for safety reasons, I guess, is that why they banned those things?
Yeah, so
how did they find out?
I guess we were like exchange phone numbers and that's not allowed.
So there's like red flag things that come up on the accounts that kind of like censor it?
Yeah, so the first...
Do they give you a warning?
They did.
Okay.
They gave me a warning when I first used a phone number. And then I'm like, okay, let's just switch to Skype.
Okay.
And then they say, I can't do Skype either.
Okay.
That's a second warning. And then I'm like, okay, let's just do the email address.
You're
and
such a bad girl. You're like, so you said no here, but let's try this one. At least you don't like no for an answer. So you're one who knows what you want.
Yeah, I keep trying hard. And then they just banned me. They're like, nope.
So this is like a lifetime ban?
I got my OnlyFans back.
Okay.
Like last year, September.
Okay.
So I've been banned for like 9-10 months.
So when you got banned, were you nervous? Like, where do I go now to do my content? Did you go to immediately to another site? If so, which site?
That's how I started porn.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah,
makes sense.
That's how I started shooting
like,
for mainstream.
Fuck this. You banned me. I'm going to go straight into doing scenes.
Yes.
So did you reach out to a company?
Actually, it's Vixen reached out to me first.
Okay. So are you exclusive with them, or are you just doing content with everybody? Like, so since you've been with Vixen, do you now do stuff with browsers and other companies as well?
Yeah, I shoot with all different companies.
Okay, smart girl. Yeah. Got to make sure that, you got to put your content out there in different avenues. I feel like sometimes these girls, like, it's good and bad for, I think, contracts. I think it's good for... exclusivity. I think that when you're new though and nobody really knows you and you come from the OnlyFans world, it's kind of like getting your name out there as much as you can and using their traffic and marketing, I think, is a better kind of situation in some cases because more people see you. You have more visibility.
Yeah, it's definitely really good for publicity. Yeah, that's what I started doing because I wanted more people to see me and more engagement to my fans and drag them to Fansly and many vets.
So what's the downside? I feel like there is a negative part. Would you rather be in an exclusive contract?
I think at some point I would love to. Mm-hmm. But not now because I want to try different things. I want to film with different companies.
Okay.
Yeah. At one point when I tried it all, probably it's a good thing if I'm like being exclusive or contracted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there a company that you haven't worked for that you want to, or have you worked for everybody that you kind of like?
Ooh, I think I have a work with a majority, mm-hmm. but there's some company that I see some girl that worked for. I've never, like, they have never hired me before.
And what is that company? Let's speak it into existence. I'm a big person about manifesting what we want. So what is that company that you want to work for?
There's some VR companies, I forgot the name, okay. and there's some like really beautiful sites. I think the majority big companies that I have already worked with, it's just the startup, the new ones that I haven't.
Okay. Yeah. So are you doing this all by yourself? Do you have an agent? How are you getting yourself out there, and who's kind of like helping you navigate your, you know, your journey through this adult entertainment business?
I was with Molly Models, but I'm firing them.
Why are you firing them?
Because they're not doing good jobs. They only give me like 4 bookings a month.
Okay. So what is your expectations that would be make them feel like they're doing their job?
So when I first signed with them, they're like, okay, we're gonna get you this much shoots and we're gonna achieve this goal for you. The first 3 months was really great. Mm-hmm. I get almost booking every single day. Mm. And after 3 months, I'm being slowing down. The worst one is I think I had like 2 bookings only a month. And then I text my agent, I can't survive on this. Yeah. You have to give me more bookings. And then they started jamming bookings to towards me. But I have found out that they double book me. Mm. And then they would cancel one scene and tell them that I don't feel good. Mm. They would replace it with some other
girl. But wouldn't that make them look bad too? Because they're accepting another booking?
I think they just don't care.
They don't care?
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate. I feel like, you know, especially in this industry, there, you know, there should be someone that's providing you, a safe space that you can tell them what kind of scenes you want to do, that, you know, how many bookings that you want and prefer. So maybe, you know, obviously firing them sounds like the best situation for you. Is there somewhere that you know that you want to kind of go, or you want to try to do it independently?
I mean, I was self-booking before I with them, mm-hmm. so it's better for me now. It's just self-booking because I can manage my own time and content wise and pro shoot. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, I think it's important, you know, someone who's been in the business for as long as I have, the best advice I could tell you is, you know, if that's the route you're going to go, you know, the females that you are working with and things like that, don't be afraid to ask for help or ask for advice. And, you know, everybody's situation and career is very different, but you take, you know, what they're saying to you and you make it work with for you. So, you know, you kind of find what helps you kind of do that, just because it is, can be a crazy dark business and good and bad ways. And just like any business, but it's like, it's having guidance and from the right people. Mm-hmm. And all the people that I've seen that you shot content are very like high names, and so I feel like, you know, utilizing, you know, their what they're telling you and just listening, I think would be a really good help if that's the direction that you want to go back to, especially now that you've, you know, kind of made, you know, an entryway into the business and people are starting to know who you are.
Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. When's the last time you had sex?
This morning. Was it just right before I come in here?
Is that why you were late?
I left on time.
Okay. And this was for a movie?
No, that's for my OnlyFans.
Okay, so a scene, but for your OnlyFans. Okay.
Yeah.
What? Tell us about the scene. What went down in this OnlyFans? By the time this episode airs, maybe they should go to your OnlyFans and purchase it. So let us know what went down in Pound Town.
It was a boy, girl, girl.
Okay.
I shot with my favorite girl.
Who is your favorite girl?
You guys
girl?
Have to go find out after this. Oh,
so mysterious. I love it.
Yeah.
So who is the guy? If you're not gonna tell us the girl, who is the guy?
It was Tommy Wood. Okay. I don't know if you know him.
I do not know him.
Okay, yeah.
Is he one of your favorites?
That
doesn't sound like he's a favorite. You're like, his dick wasn't that great. The girl is why I was actually there, because that's who I wanted to fuck.
I mean, he's great, but
to lie if he's not great. And then keeping his dick hard does not just mean that you're great. I mean, you don't have to have a little more.
He's a great person, but there's so many like competitive male talents.
Okay.
I just think like one day you're here, but tomorrow you could be down here, because like new people keep coming in and just competitive.
Okay.
And he's good.
Okay. So he does his job. He gets the job done.
Yeah.
Is there a performer who's your favorite? Like, do you work with one person more than the other? Like they always say, like the name, like your porno boyfriend. Who's your porno boyfriend, Nicole?
My porno boyfriend is Maximo Garcia.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How many times do you fuck him a week?
Oh my god. on camera or off camera?
Oh, so you get both. Okay, so is he your boyfriend in real life?
No, he's not.
Okay, so you just like to fuck him on and off camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's good.
He's good. How big is his dick?
For me, it's perfect. I just think his dick fits my pussy. It's just perfect.
Can you describe it to me?
He's probably this long.
Okay. Cut or uncut?
This thick.
Okay. Nice handful.
He's caught. I think he's caught.
He's cut? Okay.
I didn't pay attention. It's just so good, you know?
You're like, I just pull it back and just fucking suck it anyways. Is there anything you regret saying no to? Maybe something that you wish you could go back and do that you didn't get the chance to because you were a little intimidated to do, or a decision that you made.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I have to say, definitely, I didn't finish college. That's the biggest regret. I'm still thinking about till this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can always go back. You know, I feel like it's one of those things that school's not going anywhere, but you just have to, you know, if that's something that you think about and you were actually, you know, regret it, then it's something that you can still have time to do it.
Yeah, I think I might, like, saving up a little money, and I might go back.
Do it the right way.
Yeah.
What were you going to school for?
Originally, I was studying for business.
Okay. So would you go back and doing the same thing, or would you change your major?
I think I would start the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been kicked out of a place? Where? Oh, what happened?
Yes.
And why?
Okay, so this is a Christmas. I was in New Jersey.
This was not Christmas. They can't kick you out of Christmas.
I know, this is the worst. my parents are visiting me from China.
Mm-hmm.
We were in New Jersey. I took them to Atlantic City. So that was the first time they've been in a big casino like that.
Okay.
So I took them to dinner.
Did they love it?
They love the casino. They didn't really like the restaurant because I got kicked out.
That's telling.
So we got kicked out. Because, you know, it was Christmas. I got this Pornhub sweater from Pornhub.
Yep.
It says Pornhub.
I know exactly what it is. Yeah. Okay. I got it. I got one too, girl. We're twins.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, let's wear this because it's like, it looked like ugly sweater, but it's more fun. And
did your parents know what you're doing?
No, they don't know.
But they don't, and they don't know what Pornhub is.
They don't know what Pornhub. Porn is banned in China.
Okay.
So
okay.
They don't know what that
but
is.
But you're wearing a shirt that says Pornhub to dinner on Christmas with your parents.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
The reason I choose that sweater is because I'm really conservative. Because they covered up here.
It does look like an ugly sweater. It's like one of those things, like it says the Pornhub name, but it has like the little cheesy Christmassy like color and things. I mean, so I get it.
Okay.
But for me, I'm like, if it's your parents and they could obviously read it and be like, what the fuck is that? If they didn't know what it was, my parents would Google it. If that was the kid, they'd be like, what is this? And then who knows what happens from there.
Yeah. So we were at a restaurant, we're sitting down, and we didn't do anything.
Okay.
We were just sitting and ordering food, and manager stopped like coming to us, to our table, just said, hey, you need to wear your sweater inside out because some of the customers, I guess, was complaining I'm wearing a Pornhub sweater. I'm like, it's just a sweater. It's not like I'm naked or disturbing people.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we can't do that. I said, I'm not going to, like, wear inside out.
Yeah.
And then they said, we're not welcoming you.
That's crazy. Had you gotten any meals yet? Had you gotten any drinks yet? Had you ordered anything yet at this time?
Yeah, we got a pasta and drink.
Okay, so you're eating your food and they're like, ma'am, if you're not going to turn it inside out, you have to leave.
Yeah.
Were you shocked?
I was shocked.
And you thought they were joking.
And then they even find, because we're Chinese, mm-hmm. I'm talking Chinese on the table with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they even find the manager find this guy that speaks Chinese.
So they were serious.
He wanted to make sure that we understand in Chinese that this weather is inappropriate. At one point, the Chinese guy was telling my parents, oh, do you know what she's wearing? And my parents got really curious.
So do they know what Pornhub is now?
I don't think so.
So even then being curious by the guy and he's like, dude, he didn't tell them?
And then I'm like, you can't just tell them what I'm wearing. We will leave.
Okay, yeah. So you intercepted before yeah. you were like,
yeah,
sorry.
No. We're
okay, not that's going a pretty there. Good story. I mean, I think that it's really crazy how targeted that is. I feel like maybe if there was a sexual act or like people doing things on yeah. there and not just a word, because all it is a word,
yeah.
then that's a you problem, not a them problem. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's like, why are you looking at my shirt?
Yeah.
Look away, go to the next table.
I know, it's not it's like my titties out or yeah. like we're licking dick, we're sucking dick on the table, right?
I'd hope not with your mom and dad at the no. table. They not approved. Cool. Have you ever watched porn with somebody? You do porn now, but prior to, were you always a sexual being? Like, you know, you did OnlyFans at one point, but did you watch porn prior to?
Yeah, I did.
What kind of porn?
I'm pretty vanilla.
Okay, so just a boy girl or girl just girl?
Boy girl, girl girl.
Are you naturally into girls in your personal life, or is it something that you just do on camera?
I like girls. I get turned on by them. The girl that I just worked with this morning, she was really hot. Every time I see her, I get turned off.
She blonde, brunette?
She's a brunette.
Okay.
Are you trying to guess who yeah, she yeah. is? She's very hot. She's
big my titties, type. Big ass?
Natural titties.
Okay, natural titties. Okay, I'm going
to
keep asking.
You wanted to know who? Join yeah. my OnlyFans.
I mean, I don't think Miss Texas should join your OnlyFans. I think all of my listeners and viewers out there should definitely join your OnlyFans. So I will wait till you tell me. If I don't guess it before the end of the show, you have to tell me.
Okay. Okay, yeah. But yeah. If I get the chance to get a guy, I would prefer male. Because okay. I just want something like
you
want
to ride something. You want to ride something.
I want to ride it. I want to fuck it. I want to get fucked.
So you love to get fucked. You seem like you're a very sexual person. What kind of scenes do you do? Do you do everything? Have you done like anal, gangbang, like all these kinds of like crazy scenes? You seem very like exploratory where you're just like, let's try it at least once.
Yes, I am. I mean, in this industry, I think my ultimate goal is to try everything.
Okay.
I just filmed a double anal yesterday.
How did that work out for you? You're sitting fine.
And I actually, okay, when we first started the double anal, I was like really terrified. It was really intense. I almost called out like, let's just stop
how
doing
this.
How
big were the dicks?
And it was Rob Piper and Richard Mann.
Okay, okay. Richard Mann's dick is huge.
Yeah. So Rob Piper is huge too.
I haven't seen his dick, but I've seen Richard Mann's dick.
Yeah.
So you had two huge dicks in your ass.
Black cock in my ass.
So was it you picked them? Or were you just like, you said that that's the type of scene you wanted to do and then that's what they delivered to you?
I said that's the type of scene I wanted to try.
Okay. That's what you try?
That's what
you
try.
That's where you start? You're like, one's like this. I don't know how long the other one is. Okay, so how did it work out? Did it go through? Did you complete the scene? Did you complete your task, Nicole?
I did.
Was it enjoyable?
I'm professional.
I love that. Was it enjoyable?
Towards the end, I enjoyed it. And okay. I loved it. I told the director I want to do it again.
Okay.
But at the beginning, I was almost giving up.
Okay. So let's rewind for Miss Texas and for private talk here. So is anal something that you love to do?
I like anal.
Okay. So had you tried to attempt to do two anal or two things in your ass prior to you saying you'd do the scene?
I mean, I tried another scene mm-hmm. And it wasn't big gigantic dick. I yeah. know I can take two.
Yeah.
But in my personal life, no. Because okay. it's really hard to find two guys that's okay with
agreed.
Touching
yeah.
their dick together. Yeah.
I mean, even in the industry, I feel like sometimes it's hard to yeah. find people like to work like that. And also for the girl, it's really less work for us as once you're warmed up. Because it's like you can't move. There's two dicks yeah. in your ass. There's yeah. not a lot of positions that you can do without them falling out.
Yeah.
So you completed the scene and you would repeat offense. So it seems like a good day.
It is a good day.
I mean, I'm shocked. I mean, yeah. you're so tiny. How did those two huge dicks fit in your ass like that?
I don't know. They just shove it in.
They just shove it in.
There's the one thing that I think it was my fault, because I told the director, oh, my birthday is day after, is one day after. And then he's like, okay, I will find you somebody to celebrate. I think that's why he found like,
the two big ones. Big,
yeah, two okay. big ones.
So when was this scene? Like 2 days ago?
It was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay, I was like, your birthday is today. So I was like, it couldn't have been that long ago. I was like, okay. Yeah. That's interesting. I mean, I feel like what I love about the industry and like the new girls coming into the industry that either came from OF or whatever side, I feel like it's, girls are way more highly sexual to try things like that. And what I love is, if you love it, I love it for you. And I think it's like something that I wouldn't have tapped in to try to do, especially those two at the same time. But I'm like, but you clearly seem like you love it. And that's what porn and the industry is about. It's about people helping people one orgasm at a time. And if you enjoy that and it shows to your fans, I love that for you. I love that for you. Is there anything else that you want to like up the ante now? You did two dicks in your ass. Is there, have you done an orgy yet? Is there, have you done double vag?
I did an orgy, but I didn't do double vag yet.
Is it something that you would entertain?
No. I don't think I will ever even try, because
why?
It's tight.
So you don't think it would fit?
No, it wouldn't. I don't want to get ripped, because...
That's a possibility, but you didn't think your asshole was going to get ripped?
I like the feeling that gets expanded in my ass.
Okay.
I hate the feeling that my pussy get like stretched to a certain way.
Circumference of things. Well, you know, women have babies all the time, so I feel like it will go back. It's not going to be stretched out like that, but I get what you're saying. I feel like, you know, there's levels. Maybe, you know, a couple more times when you have a really big one, maybe you'll be like, maybe have a big one and a small one. Need a little Tetris inside there and you see some things.
Yeah, maybe two small one. I could try. I could start from there.
Yeah, levels. I like that. Yeah. So what are you working on right now?
So next month there's a showcase that I will do with the Asian company.
Okay.
For my showcase, which is I'm very excited about.
Is there things that you like, new things you're doing? Is just the showcase just all about you? Like, is there like something that you're leading up to like show to the world?
I only been in this industry for 1 year, like 1 year almost and a half. I didn't know what I should be expecting, because whenever I could get a scene, I would just show up and shoot it.
Yeah.
But like little by little, I have a little bit more understanding like what I want. I pick a scenes now. Mm-hmm. But for the showcase, it's my first time. I don't know what I want. It's everything about my first time. So like, blow band, can I say this?
Yeah, you can say it.
Blow band, gam band, a girl squirting orgy, and one thing I forgot what it is.
So
double anal, I think.
So extreme Nicole, basically. We're gonna get like the best parts of the first things of everything that you're gonna start doing to showcase to your fans.
Yes.
Okay, I like that. Good luck to you. It'll be fun to see what you come up with. Like you like to push it to the limit.
Yeah. I like to have fun, you know.
Okay. So we're gonna play Truth with Texas. We don't have much time, so we're gonna do a little rapid fire of what this is. We're gonna play it's Truth with Texas. I'm gonna ask you some spicy questions, naughty questions, romantic questions, and kinky questions.
Okay.
All right, so spicy. Worst hookup story?
Oh, oof.
You're like, where do we start?
Okay, I've talked about this story in other podcasts. Mm-hmm. Do you know Donnie Rock?
No. Is he a performer?
He's a performer.
Okay, Donnie Rock.
Donnie Rock, yeah.
Okay.
He asked me to go hiking. That was last summer. It was 100 something degrees, it was really hot. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's time to work out. So I only think we're gonna hike. After we hike on top of the mountain, on the way down, there's a bathroom, because I have to use the bathroom really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in there, and then he just followed me into the bathroom, and the bathroom stinks really bad, and there's no air goes in and out, because
no ventilation.
Yeah, no, nothing. It stinks. I just wanted to like pee and get out of there. And he's like, oh, let me bring you over. And he started fucking me right next to this bathroom, like a toilet full
it's
of...
It's like a porta potty, basically, you're in.
Yeah, like full of somebody else's
shit. Oh, and he thought that was the right time to stick his dick inside you.
Sounds like a great time.
That was the worst, yeah.
So you just let him... Did you let him finish?
Yeah, he came pretty quick, like within 2 minutes.
So were you holding your nose? Were you just like, you just didn't look... I was
the whole time.
Okay, that's pretty interesting.
That's gross.
Have you ever thrown up on someone during sex?
I have not.
Okay, so you're a swallower. Have you ever dated somebody older?
Yeah, I have.
How old?
22 years older than me.
Okay. Was that something that you would continue to do again?
Yeah.
Do you like... Okay, so you're into older men.
I like older men because they're well-established. They have experience.
Listen up, private talk. She's talking to you guys out there.
They know a lot of things that younger people don't know. Plus, they're just more, like, mature.
Okay.
Yeah.
Craziest place you had sex?
On the rooftop of in New York.
Mm.
Nice. It was a rooftop bar.
Was there people around or was it...
It was people around, yeah.
Did they know what you were doing? You didn't care?
No, I don't think they saw it because we tried to hide it behind the little, like, what is the thing called? That thing. You know, the thing that holds up the house.
Thing that holds up the house? A beam, a wood, or I don't know.
Something like a bang.
Okay.
Just hose up. Yeah. Okay. So we were hiding like right next to it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And plus I was wearing a skirt and just lifted up. Yeah.
So do you like having sex in like
spontaneous
places?
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun time. Naughty questions. Handcuffs or blindfold? You can only pick one, Nicole.
Only pick one.
Yeah.
Okay. I like handcuff.
Choked or spanked?
Spank.
Do you like dirty talk?
I do.
Can you give us an example of your dirty talk?
Right now?
Yes, right now.
Like,
Thomas texts us something naughty, something dirty. If my big booty was hanging over your face and I was about to sit on your face, what would you be telling me?
Put your wet pussy in my mouth.
Ooh.
Let me stick my tongue into your pussy.
Ooh.
Let me feel that wet pussy.
I like it. Dirty, dirty girl. Do you like to role play?
I do.
Is there some character or someone that you like to be more than others?
No, I like to try all different kind of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Given or received golden showers? Do you like being peed on or do you like the one being peed?
I think
being peeing or peeing the peer or the peeing.
I have to give in.
So you like to pee on people?
I have to pee on people.
Have you ever peed on anybody? You don't seem too sure about that answer. You seem like you don't really like it one way or the other, but you don't seem... Most of them, you're like, yeah, I peed on someone. It's empowering sometimes.
It only happened to me one time.
Okay.
The reason that I didn't like it is because the guy's pee stinks.
He needs to have a better diet over there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
he needs to drink a lot of water, be hydrated.
You need to tell these guys before.
Yeah.
Look, if you're going to pee on me, you need to hydrate.
Yeah.
You know, a little Pedialyte in your life. Nobody's mad about it. Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
Oh.
Tell us the truth, Nicole.
I have. Can we say that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, you can cut this part out.
Why am I gonna cut it out?
Okay, so I used to be an escort in New York.
Okay.
So I fucked the son. The son worked in school.
Okay.
And then the son told the dad, and the dad comes fuck me the second day.
So the son and dad fucking.
Yeah.
Who was better?
The son was better.
The son was better? Would you fuck either of them again?
I would.
You would? So yeah. You would he'd offend?
Yeah. I was surprised that son and dad would talk about those kind of things.
Maybe it turned them on. Or maybe they wanted to see, you know, what was going on.
Dirty, dirty.
Dirty, dirty. Biggest turn off. What's something that just completely turns you off, makes your pussy dry?
Oh, bad breath.
Bad breath.
Oof.
Hmm.
I don't even want to take off my clothes. I don't even want to help him to unzip his pants if he had a bad breath.
So are you, does that mean you love making out? Are you big into kissing?
I like kissing, but like, I don't want a guy when he starts talking to me that I could smell his bad breath. Mm. I just want to run away.
Yeah, don't blame you. Bad breath is a definitely lady boner killer.
Yeah.
All right, kinky questions. You seem like a kinky girl, Nicole.
Okay.
Bondage, yes or no?
Bondage, yes.
Shower sex or car sex?
Shower sex.
Do you have any fetishes?
I'm pretty vanilla. I like to watch a guy getting fucked with a strap on.
You're pretty vanilla, but you like watching a guy get fucked on by a strap on. I'm pretty sure, Private Talk, that is not the definition of vanilla fetish. Does it have to have a certain size to this dildo? And how many times have you watched a man get fucked by a dildo?
Oh, so I'm really into gay porn. I don't know if that's a thing.
Okay. I mean, it is, obviously. If you like it, then that is a thing. So that's what you're talking about. Not in your, like, I'm thinking about, like, your personal life. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm watching, lining them up.
It gets me wet when I watch two guys fuck. I don't know what's wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you. I mean, that's just something you like. Is it maybe, like, I don't know, is it because they like it too? Like, their facial things? Is just the penetration part? Or just all of the above?
I don't know. It's just, like, the body and the facial expression, I guess. I'm watching the cock goes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
In and out and in and out. It makes you wet all the way around.
Uh-huh.
They're like, yes, tell me more. Have you ever been too kinky for a partner?
What's that?
Like, you've been too sexual for a partner and they just broke up with you because you just either wanted too much sex or you just liked too many sexual things and they were just like, not for me.
Okay, so previously relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So my previous boyfriend broke up with me because I just want to fuck him. And he couldn't handle it.
How many times were you trying to fuck him?
Okay, so when we first got together, because he had to go to work during the day, this morning when he wake up, and as soon as he come home, I would take down his pants and start sucking his dick.
And he hated that.
And he hated it, obviously.
What's wrong with him?
He said only you wanted sex.
And what's wrong with that?
I don't know. At one point, I thought, okay, I'm really different from other people.
No, you're just in the wrong place. It's okay. How many number of times a day do you have sex? What's the most number of time you've had sex in one day?
Four times, I think.
Four times?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
like
bad.
Different people.
Okay, that's a little different. I like that.
Four times different people, yeah.
All right, last set of question is romantic. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
No.
Sex on the first date?
Yes. Cause.
Tell us why.
If he's not good, I'm not going on second date with him.
So he has to be good in bed for in order to like pass the test to like have second date.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Why waste your time if you're bad in bed?
Yes. Why would I go on second date with him if he's really bad? He can't even make me come. He don't even know how to fuck. Right? What's the point?
If a guy didn't eat pussy, would you still fuck him?
I would.
You would?
I would.
Have you ever taken a call during sex?
I have.
Did your partner get mad? Or did he keep going?
No, he's actually pretty into it. And then he's even asked me to keep staying on the conversation.
Hey, I mean, if he's into it, hey, keep going. Just, yeah, I'll take this call and we'll get into it.
Yeah.
All right, that is the rest with Truth with Texas.
Thank you so much.
A little rapid fire. Is there anything you would like to ask Miss Texas before we leave?
How long have you been in porn?
How long I've been in porn? Over 15 years.
What's your fetish?
What is my fetish? I have a foot fetish. I love feet. I love feet.
That's pretty much my thing. You like guys' feet or girls' feet?
I like guys that are groomed feet. Yeah, I don't think every foot is like to be deserved to like be fawned over, but I feel like there's a certain caliber of feet that I like particular. But I've definitely sucked on man's toes before. If he's got good feet, they can be in my mouth.
Wow. Okay, last question for you. What's your worst hookup?
Worst hookup? I don't really have a worst hookup story. Really? I feel like I don't hook up with a lot of people. I feel like I'm very like intentional, and so I usually continue fucking that person for multiple amounts of time. But I don't really have one. Not really. But that's Miss Texas's questions from Miss Nicole. Where can we find you? Where can we support you?
You can find me on my Twitter at Nicole Doshi. My Instagram, The Real Nicole Doshi, and my OnlyFans at Nicole Doshi.
Ooh. All right, Nicole Doshi, thank you so much for spending your birthday with us here at Private Talk and taking the time to talk to us. It's nice getting to know you, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Until we meet again.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.